Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Yes. Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three statewide. 18 radio stations, the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show in the great state of Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. It was a weird day leading up to showtime, and it's been a weird show because you have a little doubt. You have questions about how it happened, and it relates to Michigan basketball. We haven't had, whether it's the media, you the fans, no one has had to question anything with Michigan basketball this entire season. Yeah, we were wondering, what about the pause? Wait a minute, no players have COVID. The variant didn't take over the world, as some said, but they spent 22 days off. But in terms of basketball, it's been a near-perfect run, and that's why last night was so shocking. It really was. I get Illinois is a good team. I understand that. But I've watched them struggle, you know, with Wisconsin at the end or Nebraska. We haven't had to have a conversation on air or at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. We haven't had to talk about, hey, well, what was Howard or Dickinson or Wagner Livers thinking? We haven't had to do that. Up until last night, there has been no dialogue about what Michigan needs to do to improve. Has there? I still find that in 29 years of doing a talk show all across America, local, statewide, and national, I've never seen a team. It's almost like talking about Michael and the Bulls. Like, hey, you know they're going to be in the NBA Finals, right? So now the question is, and we had John Beilein on about 60 minutes ago. He thinks they're going to bounce back and be ready. I do have the lingering question with physically how much they've put into how they've played since the return from the pause and the quality teams they had to beat and beat soundly. Is last night just a aberration in one game, or physically will they have enough to ride it out? Because we're all of us up until last night were planning on Final Four, right? Big Ten regular season championship. I'm really not sold that they want to go play three games to win the Big Ten title and turn around and play two games the next week in the NCAA tournament. But the most curious thing now about Michigan State at Michigan tomorrow night is, will it continue that they just look completely out of gas? And that's the way I break down the Illinois game last night, and I give the Fighting Illini credit, and they have a boatload of athletes. And their coach, when he's not whining, is a good coach. But is Michigan out of gas? I think on fumes, and Izzo admits that. Langford could barely walk. Look at Henry just put the team on his back. It was a god-awful, ugly game. Because you have two teams just grinding, knowing how important that W last night was for either Indiana or Michigan State. And what's Michigan playing for? Because now you need motivation. Okay, let's be honest here. Another factor, when I try and maybe overthink but dissect last night, you're Michigan. You know you're one win away from Big Ten regular season champion. Can you come out against Illinois like you did against Ohio State, Wisconsin, Rutgers, Iowa? Can you do that every night? They've done it. And we've had conversations after their games like, you actually could probably do a party game with me the day after a Michigan game. I'm bringing a guest on. Hey, joining me is Brian Bush, voice of Michigan basketball. Hey, what about Michigan? They're amazing. Next game. Oh, Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com is going to join me. Chris, they took Iowa to the woodshed. They're amazing. And last night gives us real conversation. Not jumping off the bandwagon if you're a Michigan fan. Not the media doing about face, which a lot of media members will. In sports, politics, entertainment, and the real world. But was that a one-game aberration? Or is Michigan out of gas? Because that, man, they looked spent start to finish last night, like Michigan State has against Maryland, and like they were last night against Indiana, and Aaron Henry, he's elevated to Valentine, Draymond, Cassius, taking over games at the end. So you tell me, our huge question of the day, what you're thinking when it comes to Michigan's loss last night, State's win. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, you can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000. I think Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com. The Michigan State Insider is standing by. How you doing, Comp?
Hey, Bill. Great to be on your show.
Yeah, I thought when I was watching last night that it looked like State was going down. And Aaron Henry, well, that's something and that you'll take with you forever. Just like Izzo said with Langford, said I barely could walk because he had hit the wall. It was an amazing game. It really was.
Yeah, not the prettiest game, but in terms of determination, there was a lot to be impressed with from Michigan State, and Aaron Henry scoring 12 straight points in the final minutes and played 37 minutes. You know, he's been playing 40 minutes every game. They got him 3 minutes of rest by design in the first half and then knew he was going to finish the game from that point on. That was the idea anyway. Already tired, already on fumes. And the way he'd move with some of those drives, I mean, the hardest thing to do when you're tired, not that I've done it on that stage, but we can all think about it, the hardest thing to do when you're tired, when you have the ball, is beat someone off the dribble, drive, get to the lane, jump stop, pump fake, and power through to the rim at about 5 feet. Usually, when someone's tired, they'll jack up a shot from 20 feet, and they call that a fatigue shot. He did the exact opposite. He went into the teeth of the defense, jump stop, pump fake, power through, three or four times. Interestingly, he did that. He had the heart, the will, the determination, and the skill to finish, and the strength. Interestingly, Izzo's been trying to get Aaron Henry to habitually utilize the 2-foot jump stop in the lane, ball fake. trying to get him to do that for the last 5-6 weeks. When he was slumping back in December and, you know, before and after their pause period, Aaron Henry had gotten into the habit of driving and throwing up too many, you know, runners and teardrops off of one foot. Izzo didn't think that was the most effective way for Aaron Henry to do it. They showed him some film, got on him, and asked him to do it this other way, and you've seen him do that. Yes, he has carried the team in some of these games, and he's gone to that particular mechanic and fundamental. It served him well, it served the team well, and they're still alive.
Jim Comberoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU Insider, is joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Comp, the win, I think with one more win, puts them in the tournament.
I think you're right. They're 14-10. If they lose these two to Michigan, they'd be 14-12, 8-12. And if they lose one more in the Big Ten tournament, or their first game in the Big Ten tournament, that's 14-13. And that one might be on the negative side of the bubble if we can anticipate other teams adding victories. If they can get to 15 wins, whether it be one win against Michigan automatically in, or they lose two to Michigan and win the first game of the Big Ten tournament, then you're getting to somewhere around 15-13. Might not sound like a big deal, but 15-13 might be enough to put them over as opposed to 14-13. I've not seen what Lunardi and Palm and those guys have with their brackets right now. I know they've got Michigan State in. I'm not sure what the cushion says right now. 14-10, 8-10 looks good, but three straight losses here at the end, they don't want to tempt that kind of fate. So like you said, one more win should, you would think, should be enough.
Jim Comberoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU Insider, is joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Or Michigan. So, Comp, what do you think of this Michigan home-and-home series? Is it going to be play to win at home Sunday night? Catch Michigan down after what happened against Illinois. What do you think is the plan here for his? I know you want to win both of them, obviously, but the reality, Michigan still is the number two team in the country. What do you think Michigan State does in these two games?
24 hours ago, I would not have thought Michigan State would be competitive in that game. I would have expected Michigan to win by 20 or 30. I don't know what happened last night. I've not watched the Michigan-Illinois game, a tape of it yet. So I'm really stunned that that game went down the way it did. I suspect Michigan will rebound with a lot of focus and fervor. You mentioned maybe it was a wall game. If that's the case, playing again 48 hours later can be difficult to come back in that situation. Meanwhile, Michigan State, what to expect from Michigan State, I don't know, because none of us have a frame of reference as to what a Big Ten basketball team looks like when it plays six games in 13 days. It's never been done before. Yeah, Michigan State played last night and struggled to make shots and had some trouble with turnovers in the early going. That was playing on a one-day prep, fifth game in 11 days. Now they've got another one-day prep, six games in 13 days. During the one day of prep after losing to Maryland on Sunday, when they practiced on Monday, you may have seen this or heard this. At practice, you've got one day to practice to get it ready for Indiana. The guards did not practice. Izzo gave them the day off, told them to get off their feet. He thought it was better for them to not touch a basketball to get ready for Indiana than to practice. That's how tired he thought his team was. He had them practice because there's more of them. They don't quite have the same wear and tear that the guards do. Plus, it was a big part of their game to try to put together a defensive plan to stop or contain Jackson Davis. So today, with the day off, I'm guessing the guards are not practicing again. Langford, there's no way he's practicing. You probably heard what Izzo said about Langford last night. There was one point where they ran a play with 4 minutes to go. Langford shot a near air ball. Then he missed a free throw. Izzo looked at Langford in the huddle and said, "What's going on?" And Langford said, "I can't move. Not working." Put him back there on the court, didn't run any more plays for him. But Langford had literally given everything that he had. That's where they are right now, trying to battle through all of this. And that's a guy that battled COVID about, you know, a month ago. So the guards are not going to be practicing today. Six games, 13 days. I don't know what they're going to look like. On Thursday, they'll come out with a lot of energy and a lot of emotion. Whether they can go 40 minutes, I don't know. You mentioned Michigan might be hitting a wall as well. So they've got their challenges too. But I don't know what Michigan State's going to look like.
Jim Comberoni, SpartanMeg.com. You can follow him 24/7 on the go-to online community for Michigan State fans, that would be SpartanMeg.com. Comp, thank you so much. We'll touch base on Friday and look back at game one and look ahead to game two of the home-and-home series with Michigan and Michigan State in hoops.
Sounds great, Bill. Thanks a lot.
All right, Jim Comperoni joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, will get an update on Michigan basketball. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com in our next segment. Mark Ewell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Update on winter sports, the winter championships, and spring sports. Mark will be live at 5:40 here on The Huge Show. Across Michigan, we do have our huge questions of the day. What do you think of Michigan's butt whipping last night at the hands of Illinois, and your thoughts on the Spartans who just keep grinding? You just heard Comp from SpartanMeg.com. That'll be six games in 13 days. And the COVID side of it, players who had COVID or teams that didn't have that 3 weeks of conditioning, it's my biggest concern, and maybe my only concern about Michigan. I want to see them in terms of their legs and their physical performance against Michigan State on Thursday. I think that's huge to watch. So you can join in 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and opt in on the Huge text chain. It's free. You can text us anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. I also have a message from our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, the official sports betting partner of UFC. So this weekend you got a title fight, and they have a huge offer. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, be a new user, use the promo code HUGE when you sign up, and all you have to do is bet $1 on either fight, a punch. That's it. They call it the no-brainer bet. And you will cash a $100 winning ticket on a $1 bet. This is for new users who download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code HUGE when you sign up. I always use that code HUGE when you sign up to get the hookup. This is happening on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. To the callers online, Michigan will hear you next, and we'll hear from Chris Ballas, his thoughts on that Illinois loss last night.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
It's time to go on the court with Tim Stout.
It's a BetMGM Friday on the Michigan Sports Network, and there's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up now and use bonus code TimBet100 when you make your first bet to win free bets. That's bonus code TimBet100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. It's very rare whenever Michigan and Michigan State play back-to-back, and rarer still when they finish the regular season against each other. Are the Michigan Wolverines going to finish regular season with two wins over the rival? The school that, of course, has been one of the blue bloods of college basketball for Tom Izzo's 26 years as Michigan State head coach? Or is the tide turned? Is there a new sheriff in town with the second-year coach, Juwan Howard, of course, leading Michigan to a glorious year? Whenever the two play, it's always fantastic. But it'll be a little bit different, the atmosphere this time, because if fans were allowed, you know they'd be jammed in Ann Arbor Thursday night for senior day at Michigan State on Sunday. Now, we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Van Andel Institute is seeking runners to join the Van Andel Institute Marathon team for the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the TCS New York City Marathon. VAI's marathon teams raise funds for research diseases like cancer and Parkinson's. Learn more at VAI.org.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value. Hard store, where service is the difference.
For trusted performance, install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman Chassis Solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it!
Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions. Big name guest, Superfly Hayes. He is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. Now, they are this company, and all the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Taking your thoughts on Michigan just getting their butts whipped by the Fighting Illini last night. It's not the end of the world or the season, but what is strange, this is the first show. Postgame was the first time on Facebook that you've had anything to question about Michigan basketball since they lost to Minnesota. And they didn't have Brooks there. First time, you think about that, that's stunning. No negatives. And now it looked like the entire team hit the wall last night. Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider here on the Huge Show across Michigan. He's standing by on the DraftKings guest line. And Chris, I didn't see that coming.
I don't think anybody did, but now we can end the speculation about the number one overall seed, and maybe it takes a little pressure off. It was interesting in the post game listening to Isaiah Livers admit that maybe they were a little tight thinking about the Big Ten. I know that they were making plans to cut nets and everything else, and sometimes when you do that and you're looking a little bit ahead, then you get caught. So I think that's exactly what happened. But I thought Illinois was extremely well prepared. I thought they were better coached. I thought they were had something to prove, and now there's a little more pressure, right, on Thursday night's game against Michigan State. You don't win that one, you lose on Sunday. You go into that game on Sunday at Michigan State, and everything's on the line for both teams, you've got an issue. So it was a disappointment, and I really thought that the moment was a little bit too big for them, and that's kind of the yellow flag, is that, okay, when you get into the postseason, if you get another team that has great guards like that, and they really had a hard time guarding Illinois' faster guards, then what's that going to mean, and how are they going to handle it?
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider, is joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Chris, I said it after the game last night on the Huge Show Facebook page and at Huge Show on Twitter. That game last night now makes me look at these two games. Not that they're going to lose against Michigan State, both games, but now I don't know what to think. And this is uncharted territory, because it's the first time you've had this post-game feeling about Michigan, and what will they be like in that next game?
Yeah, that's fair. And you know that they're a well-coached team, Michigan State. Illinois was, and they had the formula to beat them defensively. They knew exactly where Michigan's players were going to be. They fought through screens. They knew their offense, as Livers said last night. He said they knew our offense and where we were going to be and what we were going to do. And the big thing is they didn't counter it. And that's the concern. Okay, what's going to happen if Michigan State comes out with something similar? Certainly not the same team Illinois is, even though they beat Illinois. They don't have the same athletes. They don't have a Kofi Coburn in the middle to defend Hunter Dickinson. So, but if they play as hard as they are, as they do against Michigan, usually it's going to be an issue, in my opinion. They're going to be they're going to have to match that intensity, something that they certainly didn't do last night. So, and that was again the disappointing part. With everything on the line here, and you have a chance to end any speculation or any doubt, because now they're going to be talking, people talking that, hey, they played less games, so should there be an asterisk by the Big Ten title if they were to win it on winning percentage? And the Big Ten has come out and said that it is going to be winning percentage, so Michigan only needs to win one of two here or have Illinois lose one game. You know, you had it right there and could have ended any doubt and any speculation. You didn't do that. So, but I'm with you. It's not the worst thing in the world if they learn a lesson from it. We've seen this before, even with an Illinois team. Way back in 1989, and when Illinois trounced Michigan in the game that mattered, Michigan beat them in the Final Four, but they certainly have their attention now, and we'll see how Michigan handles it here in the next couple of days.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the DraftKings guest line. So what's your thoughts on game one of the home and home Thursday night at Chrysler and then into Sunday at the Breslin? What are you thinking, Chris?
Yeah, I think you're seeing two tired teams that are going to lay it out there tomorrow. Michigan State is certainly capable of at least winning one game. There's no question about it. And you know that Tom Izzo scouts Michigan as well as anybody. We've seen that over the years. We saw some great games with John Beilein. We saw two great games last year with Michigan and Michigan State. So, and Michigan State's played better basketball as of late, despite the loss of Maryland where it looked like they hit a wall. That's a team that is capable, they've proven, of beating anybody in the Big Ten, and I don't think Michigan is an exception there. So I think Michigan, you'll see Michigan really lay it out there tomorrow night. I think they're going to be hard to beat, just given that they know what's on the line. You don't want to go into East Lansing on Sunday having to play for a title and having to win that game to do it. So I would expect a much better effort. I think you're going to see a better game from Hunter Dickinson, who was completely neutralized by Coburn last night. I don't think Michigan State's bigs are going to be able to handle him as well. I think they're going to have to double a little bit, maybe do what they did to Coburn at Illinois against Illinois last week and force him to do some things out of the post. So it should be interesting, though. And you know, one day's rest, man, that's the interesting part. They looked like they had tired legs last night, Bill. I don't know if you saw the same, but looked to me like they kind of hit a wall as well.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of, how Michigan State looked on Sunday at Maryland. It really did. The 11-0 start, they never looked... You know, they did everything they could, but they never looked cohesive. And just, you know, Dickinson, Wagner, and Livers all look like different players for one game. And that's why it's for the team, for the coaches, for people like you who break it down for TheWolverine.com, for me here on the Huge Show across Michigan, it's really strange, which, yeah, I've never had a team like this that you've gone this deep into the season and you finally have things to debate on what the team looked like the night before and what you're expecting tomorrow night.
Right. And it could be just one of those things, man. You ran into a buzzsaw and you ran into a really hot team that came to play and had something to prove. Underwood had been running his mouth. Brad Underwood, Illinois' coach, had been running his mouth for a week. And you can tell, you know, and maybe he had something up his sleeve, and he certainly did. I thought they played great ball. And they can be dangerous. It's almost like you can't say that they're better off without Io DeSumo, because I don't think that's fair. But they played great team basketball when he wasn't out there in the last two games at Wisconsin, at Michigan. Wouldn't surprise me at all if they beat Ohio State on Saturday as well. We'll see if Io plays there. But it does set up for an interesting Big Ten tournament, because now, you know, you go into that, and Michigan probably would have been the overwhelming favorite with a win over Illinois. But now I think a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, maybe they're just a bad matchup for Michigan. So really going to make it interesting next week at the Big Ten tournament.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. You can follow everything Michigan athletics 24/7 at TheWolverine.com. We'll talk tomorrow and preview game one of the home and home series with the Spartans.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
everything huge 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
I know you're just like me, man. You can't wait for the next game to get on that big screen. But before you settle in to watch that game, don't forget to place your one-game parlay at BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. One-game parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and raise the stakes for a chance to win huge. One-game parlay is the fast and easy way to make your same-game win total and prop picks. New to BetMGM? Well, sign up today and make every play of every game matter more than ever before. You can make one-game parlay bets on soccer and NBA games with more sporting bets to come. Go ahead, take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in points for the star power forward if you like. Log in today or download BetMGM's app to try one-game parlay and turn game day into payday. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
It doesn't matter where you are in Michigan. We all know choosing a dealership for your next car and truck can be daunting. Things you consider are probably selection and price, but maybe the most important thing is the name. The name that backs you up when you need it. In Michigan, that name is Watson. Why? Because people know their name means a great deal. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new Ram, or you're considering one of their choice certified previously owned vehicles, then Watson Rockford and Watson Country should be the name on the back of your next purchase or lease. Get a great deal on a new Ram 1500 during Ram Truck Month. Put the name that means a great deal on the back of your new truck, Watson's.
What's on your list this week at Meijer? Save on the things you need and more with great deals and low prices, like red seedless grapes, 99 cents per pound. 80% lean ground beef, ground fresh in-store daily, just $1.99 per pound. Gain liquid laundry detergent is only $3.99 with M-Perks. Plus, get 30% off select apparel for the family. Save big on the essentials now through Saturday at Meijer. Why pay more? Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here telling everybody in Michigan to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE to get a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a MHSAA Wednesday. You can follow everything high school sports in the state of Michigan at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. They also have live and archived boys and girls high school sports at MHSAA.tv. Speaking of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, let's catch up with Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the MHSAA. He's standing by from Lansing. How you doing, Mark?
Afternoon, Bill.
So what's the latest? What you guys are going through inside your offices as we're nearing the one-year mark of this pandemic with winter sports in full effect, the winter championships beginning soon in multiple sports, and then setting up for the spring. What's the latest information you can deliver to the people of Michigan?
So, we're excited that winter sports are all up and going strong. We actually did finish our first winter championship, so downhill ski, which we had zero issues this year, Bill, in downhill ski. Everything was outdoors. We had snow this winter, so of this school year, that far and away has been our easiest season. Everything else, obviously, our non-contact and contact sports are all really going hot and heavy toward tournament time. Ice hockey regionals are just 2 weeks away. Wrestling is kind of turning the final turn to where they head into their time. And believe it or not, district basketball, we're a little bit less than 3 weeks away. So it's been a very short season. It's been a condensed season. It's been just a ton of activity, and all in all, the feedback that we've gotten from kids that they are just incredibly relieved and thrilled to be competing, to be playing, and just the flurry of activity coming up. I think the one big update that we all got yesterday with Governor Whitmer's announcement is the fact that size of crowds and gatherings continue to be inching up. That, you know, in most of our gyms, that maximum number moves to 375 as of this Friday. And then for our largest venues, you know, for any venue that's got more than 10,000 seats, that number now becomes 750. So you look ahead to, say, our basketball finals, which we're still getting all of those details nailed down, but very likely that our basketball finals will be at the Breslin Center. And given the fact that that has over 10,000 seats, we'd be looking at 750 spectators. I think both the Red Wings and the Pistons announced that they're going to be having crowds now of 750 at home games moving forward. So, you know, I think all of us, Bill, in the high school sports community would like just things to go completely back to normal sooner. But certainly, you know, yesterday's news, why not? Well, not all the way there. Again, just some more incremental progress that we're going to be able to continue playing, and we're going to be able to play in front of a few more people than we were in the last few weeks.
The keeping the mask on, the testing for wrestlers, how has that gone in terms of when you started the journey back with Winter Contact Sports to where we are today?
The masks have been a challenge, but that's not new to us because the masks were a challenge all fall. You know, we had people out there to where kids had to play soccer in the fall with a mask on, and that was a challenge. And but I say challenge, I would say that we probably, and I've been to a lot of basketball games this winter. You know, I was at a game Saturday and was sitting there with both schools' ADs, and we actually scanned the crowd. And we had 100% compliance with every spectator in the gym. That was really more of just kind of a, well, let's really see how people are following this. You know, people loved it to focus the attention on the one kid or the one coach who gets their picture taken when that mask, you know, sinks below the nose and then posts that on social media. And but yet, if you're really fair and you're out there at events and you're actually looking, the compliance has been really, really good. It's probably not much different than if you walk through Myers right now, just to use one store as an example, you're going to see probably 90 to 95% of everybody wearing the mask as they should, and it's just that smaller percentage that's not. The testing with wrestling, Bill, very similar to experience to what we had with the testing program to finish our fall sports back in January, that, you know, there have been low numbers of positive tests, and those kids that have tested positive, they're able to, you know, get an intervention to where, you know, they're able to isolate that individual and contact trace. And when you do that, you're keeping everybody else who's testing negative just that much more safe. So the testing with wrestling has really, again, gone very well, just like our pilot testing program did. And, you know, the masks will continue to be something that just gets addressed each day. And I think your listeners just need to be reminded, we didn't get any input into the mask requirement. We weren't asked, what do we think? Do you think this is good for basketball players and basketball officials to be running up and down with a mask on? You know, that's a very fair debate. I think there's some fair questions to ask there. But at the end of the day, you know, we're just the piano player here. We're not getting to write the songs. And the epidemic order says you have to wear a mask in those sports. And that's what we're working with our schools to make sure we have good compliance.
You know, I've had Mark, and Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is joining us from Lansing here on the Huge Show across Michigan. People now, as the positivity rate cases have dropped, thank the Lord, you know, less numbers in terms of fatalities, that now as we move out to the spring to outdoor sports, should those athletes, while in competition on the field, and a lot of those sports aren't near each other. You know, track, you're not looking directly at somebody, maybe chasing them. Baseball, a little contact, you know, maybe throw her to first to play at one of the bases. Possible, you know, pop fly, you know, outfielders running into each other. Soccer is spread out over, you know, even beyond the size of a football field. That will the outdoor sports in the spring possibly be able to go without mask while playing, and they wear the mask when on the sideline?
Yeah, we haven't gotten that answer yet. When you do go to MDHHS's website and they talk about sports and the different risk categories, I mean, there are several places where they note that outdoor sports are in a much lower risk category than indoor sports. You know, that's what we've been trying to work our way through the last 3 months. So I think a reasonable person would expect that the expectations come spring when, Bill, every one of our spring sports are outdoors. Of our spring offerings, only two really have contact. That's boys lacrosse and that's girls soccer. You mentioned the times in baseball or softball to where when there are people within that 6 feet or if there even is any contact, it's quite quick. You know, some would say, well, what about the catcher and the hitter? Well, I bet if you pulled out a tape measure, you're going to be awfully close to 6 feet. So I think there is an expectation that when we get to the spring where everything is outdoors, most of our spring sports are either zero contact or very low contact, that hopefully there can be, you know, a little more common sense used to where, you know, that kid standing out playing right field all by him or herself doesn't have to do that with a face mask on. So that's what we're hoping. I can certainly see why, okay, when kids now are in the dugout or on the bench or on the sidelines, that then the mask goes up. That's what happens right now in a lot of other states, and certainly we hope that'll be the approach come spring.
So I assume as you know, and you guys have been doing a juggling act since the pandemic began almost a year ago, that you will approach the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services here before the start of spring sports and present the idea of the outdoor sports only having masks when on the sidelines and not on the playing field. Am I correct on that?
It is. And I will, you know, you know, the thing you've always gotten from me, Bill, on the air is honesty. I'm somebody who pretty much wears my emotions on my sleeve. And the times where, you know, we've been frustrated, I've said so. I have to, again, to be fair, that since the change in director and the change in leadership at MDHHS, the communication has been much improved. So there will be that opportunity for the ongoing conversation and communication. Again, whether we get much input, who knows, but at least the opportunity to engage and the talk is there. And again, their data that they've referenced, outdoor much lower risk than indoor, and hopefully you know, the regulations that they put together reflect that.
And I would think that when you look at the fall, so let's say when boys soccer started in, you know, late August, September, to now fast forwarding 6-7 months later, that the numbers, the positivity rate, the cases really should warrant the spring sports that are outdoors, and all of them, as you mentioned, being able to go without a mask while inside the field of play. So keep up the great work, Mark. I just wanted to get an update. Things are moving along, and I really applaud you and your team there at the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Mark Ewald joining us from Lansing. Yeah, the outdoor sports, come on, man. Come on. And please don't say, well, kids that get vaccines don't have to wear a mask. I don't want to hear that. I don't. You look at the medical science and data, and at risk, newborn to 19 is minuscule. And I'm talking microscopic. On getting COVID-19 or having to go to the hospital or, God forbid, dying of COVID-19, ages newborn to 19. And that pretty much covers. Well, I don't think you can be 19 and take part in a high school sport. I don't think you can in terms of the rules. So common sense, I love that theme, and that's always been what Mark and I have talked about on air. What we are going to do next Wednesday, a week from today, is we're going to look back not only at the high school level, youth level, college, pros. We're going to look at the pandemic and its effect on sports here in the state of Michigan. So that will be a week from today on that MHSA Wednesday, because that's going to be right about, was it March 10th? Was that the day we had Dr. K in from Metro Health Sports Medicine, one of our medical insiders? I think March 10th or 11th, the first case reported and the first conversation we had about COVID-19 and its impact on sports and our daily lives. So almost 1 year ago to the day. If you missed any of our conversation today about Michigan's ugly loss to Illinois, State grinding out a win over Indiana, my tribute to Wes Leonard. 10 years ago today, he died on the court at Fenville High School here on the west side of the state. He will never be forgotten. The Wes Leonard Heart Team is saving lives throughout Michigan and America. By the way, if you're a business or an individual and you can donate an AED or help out, just go on Facebook and look up the Wes Leonard Heart Team. 24/7, all those podcasts, all those interviews, everything you need about our 18 affiliates is available on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. Just log on and get everything you need when you need it at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.